Proclamation number 7307, dated the March 13th, 1959.
Fréquent introspection yes necessary.
Look within yourselves and recognize your weaknesses. Frequent introspection is very necessary for you. For you humans are not aware of the fact that you are still very inadequately shaped because you do not critically look at your state of soul but are satisfied so long as only your external appearance is all right in your opinion. Yet the latter does not contribute towards increasing your maturity of soul, which requires work in its own right if it is to yield results. And it is necessary for you to know how you should be like and how you actually are. This is why you should give account to yourselves more often. You should exercise self-criticism and only ever use my commandments of love for God and your neighbor as the guideline, and you'll soon become aware of weaknesses and imperfections which will then surface with crystal clarity if you have the serious will to change your nature. And you should know that it has to be a serious will of your heart, not just resolutions outwardly voiced by the mouth but which do not affect the heart. You humans are still far too earthly minded, with the result that unselfish neighborly love is hardly ever practiced, because a human being who is still too attached to the world always thinks of himself first before he considers his neighbor. However, if you are serious that your soul should attain maturity, then you will frankly and honestly admit your weaknesses and imperfections to yourselves and try to counteract them in order to achieve a change and to prove your serious will to yourselves. For only the serious will assures success, whereas a superficial examination will not be regarded as such and cannot signify any accomplishment for the soul either. You can certainly be helped in every way, insofar as that you will find support in your intention as well as in action. Nevertheless, the actual work of improving your soul has to be done by yourselves, and this involves looking inwards and realization. It involves the absolute seriousness of a self-examination, which then will also divulge to you where you will have to start with your work, but then you will certainly be successful. For in that case you'll find a high level of spiritual support. Everything depends on the serious will, and this will is valued by the one whom you should love above all else and who also commanded you to love your brothers, who are his children too and who also require your love. This, however, is lacking in all of you, and therefore you will repeatedly have to listen to the admonitions to look within yourselves. For if you are to be helped, then you must first know where help is needed. And only when you know yourselves, when you make an effort to recognize your nature, which is still far from perfection, will you try to reach it, even if it is still an act of a very determined will. But it is nevertheless possible with spiritual support as soon as it is established that you are of good will and sincerely strive towards attaining perfection. Amen.